BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Lick me, I'm delicious.
No way.
The one?
For the fat fingers.
It's still good.
Easy radio.
One, two,
let's go.
Scott Mills.
Let me just say,
I look like an out of work magician.
Drums, please.
3, 2,
radio one.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, we hear from Dickie off of Dickie's Dribble and try and make him laugh. Also, cricket legend Joe Root on the decks in his man cave. He's our DJ set today. There's some controversy on our quiz Don't Look It Up over a Chinese delivery driver. Will my boyfriend get a new job while he's on furlough? It's between fruit picker and delivery driver, and he's had a text. Plus, we relive the opening of the Scott Mills Bridge at Fleet Services on the M3. It's all here, sugar.
One. I hope you're good. It's Scott here at Radio 1. Chris is at home. Hello, hello.
Hello, mate. Listen, I'm so excited for today's show. I've been really looking forward to it. I didn't sleep that well last night. Don't really know why. Just sort of weird dreams. But I've sort of been looking forward to getting going today.
Same.
Finally, we're here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I've got a good feeling about today. Coming up at 1 p.m. this afternoon, we've got Joe Root, MBE, cricketman extraordinaire, for a DJ set. We had Jade from Little Mix on yesterday. That created quite a buzz in the press and all over social media. Don't know if you saw this, Chris. There's a lot of Daily Mail, The Sun yesterday, all reporting on it, The Mirror.
The headlines were extraordinary because also they've got to do really clickbaity headlines. So what was just a bit of a throwaway comment from her became this sort of headline news.
Yeah.
I get it.
It was basically about the pie that she'd made, and then they drew assumptions from that that's what she was missing, the thing that was on the pie. Anyway, It's all good. It's all press.
But it's very funny.
I was getting sent all the clippings last night. I was like, oh, there's another one. Okay, another one about the... the Willy Pie, good. Joe Root with us at 1 o'clock today. And he's going to go, he's a bit of an indie boy, so he's got loads of indie tunes, indie bangers for you at one. We're also going to catch up with, Dickie from Dickie's Dribble. Just a man who just sits there. He's been isolating for longer than we have, for about 30 years, just making his own cider in the New Forest. We just came across him one day when we called him for funny business. That thing where we just call companies with funny names. His company's called Dickie's Dribble, but we found a real character. We're going to ring him up and you can try and tickle Dickie a bit later on. That Europa Tequila song, I heard the version that's not the radio version last night and I was absolutely disgusted by it.
Oh, yeah, very different. And if you go see him live, like I know he had a couple of gigs before this all got locked down. It's really weird hearing the whole crowd sing a version of the song that you just don't really hear pretty much everywhere.
Absolutely filth about taking it to the dance floor.
Filth.
Also, did you know it goes one shot, two shots, three shots, four shots? And ours doesn't do that.
It's a revelation to you.
Oh, yeah, I just heard it. I was like, that's not even the same song.
Scott Mills.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Claire from Exeter. She's like, I missed all the Jade stuff yesterday. What's this about the pie? Okay, this is the thing that made headlines yesterday. I'll play it to you again.
Oh, you know what? I do love cooking a pie.
Yeah, excellent penis pie, though.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate that.
Really nice.
I've been, you know, here alone in the flat with two friends, and we all decided to put what we were missing on the pie. Where that came from.
Right. Okay, I'm going to play... They made it into a whole page in the Daily Mail online yesterday.
I do comment. Like their journalist was obviously listening, or several by the looks of it, and they're like, aha, a story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Several people asking, Scott, did your boyfriend get the job for fruit picker or delivery driver? Yeah, I've got news on that, actually. He's been furloughed, so... like they've said, the government has said, like, you know, try and get another job just in the interim period. And to be honest, he does need to get out of the house because, like, there's only so many TikTok dances a day you can learn. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's not the best use for all of his time, isn't it?
No.
And it would be good for him to get out of there.
Yeah, and to help other people. So
exactly, yeah.
So the application's gone in for delivery driver for one of the companies, you know... it's the one with the blue outfit.
I think it's great. Yeah. Honestly, I've been thinking about this a lot last night. I think it's great that he wants to try and help out a little bit. And so, that's exactly it. Channeling something good.
Just to update you, the application's gone in and just waiting to hear back now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills.
Okay, Lauren's saying, so looking forward to hearing Dickie this morning. Very excited. Hello, Leanne in Alton, Hampshire. Like, feeling a bit meh this morning because the weather's naff as well. So, relying on Dickie to lift her mood. I mean, he generally doesn't disappoint. Imagine if we called him today, Chris, and he was livid.
Oh, yeah, he's gone the other way. Yeah, it always feels a tad dangerous, this, you know? Because
you know, you don't know what he's going to say.
Well, he's like a firework. It is beautiful. It's loud.
Imagine if we called him and he was like, "Hi, Dickie, how are you?" And he's like, "Sure, but I want to talk to you."
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, here we go. It's ringing.
Hello?
Dickie, it's Scott and Chris at Radio 1, your friends.
Hello, hang on. I'll turn the tractor off.
And we're off.
Oh, how you doing?
We're good. How's the tractor? How's life?
Yeah, all right. Yeah. I spent a week of spreading manure by hand.
Yes.
Yeah. I ought to use a shovel, really, but yeah, they keep their distance now.
Oh, wow. The world's happiest man.
And how's your family getting on isolating with you?
Well, they're sort of keeping a bit of a distance, really.
Well, that's good.
In fairness, it's almost feel a bit guilty because my social isolation is in 100 acres, so it's...
That's pretty isolated, yeah.
You've got plenty of room. Your family do need that, because I do think the laugh would wear thin slightly.
Yeah.
However, let's keep it positive, because as long as you keep laughing, I keep smiling.
Yeah,
and
true.
It's actually quite nice to hear you laugh.
Oh dear, you got to, haven't you?
Yeah. Do you know, since we've been
talking... Somebody said to the missus the other day, it does make you appreciate the simple things. She said, not after 27 years of being married to him, it doesn't.
God. I've been looking for a sit-on tractor.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Do you mean the lawnmower?
Lawnmower, not tractor. Yeah. You obviously sit on a tractor. Yeah. God, I'd be a rubbish farmer. I mean lawnmower.
The thing is, Scott, you're looking up sit on lawnmowers.
Yeah.
Your garden's about 3 metres squared.
Yeah, but I'm trying to move, and it's all on pause.
The one for the new gaff.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
Right, Dickie, we've got some listeners for you with some jokes. Let's see if they can tickle Dickie next. It doesn't take much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh man, this guy is the best, says Erica in Portsmouth. Lifted mood already. There is no way Dickie is real. He must be an actor. Nobody is this happy. He's real. He is real. All right, Dickie, are you ready to be tickled?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, good morning, Sophie.
Hiya, all right.
Yeah, you're through to Dickie. Here he is.
Hiya, how you doing?
I'm all right, yeah.
Sophie,
I've got a joke for you.
Yes, go for it.
Why did Adele cross the road?
Why did who?
Adele.
I don't think he's heard of Adele. Have you heard of the singer Adele?
I don't know. Why did a girl cross the road?
There's a singer called Adele, Dickie. Do you know of her?
Oh, yeah.
That's her.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, she's one of them youngsters that sings.
That's it. Yeah.
Wow. Go on, why did she cross... I'm killing this joke, aren't I? Go on, why did she cross the road?
Dickie's not that aware of Adele. He's been in isolation longer than all of us.
It's mad, isn't it? This is
mad.
What the hell?
Go on.
Why did Adele cross the road? He won't
say
get it.
Hello from the other side.
Do you get it, Dickie?
He is, isn't he? He's that, you know, that one on Mary Poppins. You know the one that laughs onto the ceiling.
Yeah,
it's mad.
He doesn't even get the joke, Dickie. Do you understand the joke?
Hey,
do you understand the joke? Why did Adele cross the road to say hello from the other side?
That's going to be one of our songs, isn't it?
Yeah, but you don't get it.
Yeah, no, not at all. No. But I thought I was funnier actually.
Oh, well, Sophie, a little bit of a. like, it didn't quite land because of the reference to a current pop star.
Yeah, I should have thought that through. Sorry.
Roxy, what have you got for me?
Dickie, I'm going to try and tickle you again with my joke.
Oh, God. Tickle Dickie.
And my joke is, why do cows have hooves instead of toes?
I don't know. Why do cows have hooves instead of toes?
Because they lack toes.
Oh!
Wow.
That's all right, actually. Yeah, no, I like that one.
Yeah, because it's a cow joke, not about a pop star.
Home, you see.
Yeah, exactly. Roxy, you've done it. You've tickled Dickie.
Oh, it's made my day, Scott.
Oh, isn't it great?
It's just extraordinary.
Dickie's world.
I mean, you don't even have to really tickle him, do you?
Not really.
He's the kind of person that you just go with, you know, where you just hold your fingers up as if you're about to tickle.
Yeah, and he'll still laugh.
And they lose it. Yeah.
Yeah. Dickie, people are absolutely loving hearing you today in what is a very strange time. Don't ever change.
Oh, dear. No, I've got to, guys. I start to smell after a week otherwise.
That was actually a good one.
You know we'll call you soon.
Nice to speak to you, boys. Take care.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, Emma Woodgate, who says, good afternoon even, who says, it's blown my mind that the bridge at Fleet Services is named after Scott Mills. Yeah, it's actually, it's got my name on it on Google Maps. Sometimes I show my friends. Emma says, when lockdown is over and I drive under that bridge, that's all I'm going to think about now, yeah? Rob, delivering in Somerset, says Fleet Services are a key milestone in any M3 journey. Even if travelling east, I will still cross the bridge to the westbound shops.
It's the best services. Well, definitely up there as one of the best. I mean, Winchester is good, but, you know, it's not Fleet, is it?
It's not.
So on that bit of the road, it's vital. But yeah, you have a bridge there, and it was such a wonderful day when we went and opened it. The whole point behind this was I wanted to continue your legacy.
When I'm gone.
And I was just thinking long term,
yeah.
And I thought, we need to get some things named after Scott, whether it be schools, universities, that kind of thing. No one else was interested.
Well, that's the thing. When I'm not on Radio 1 anymore, like, all those years of entertainment and fun, and, like, no one's going to remember it. Like, they're not going to, let's be honest.
The Royals don't seem to be keen to recognise you formally.
No.
For services to radio or anything. So anyway, we went about it ourselves, and by ourselves, I mean Scott had nothing to do with it. I set about trying to find a legacy for him, and we set this up, and what a day it was. And I'm genuinely excited about reliving this. I wrote a speech. I went to the services. Weirdly, at one point, Stephen Graham, who happened to be just driving down the motorway, heard what we were doing and turned up.
Like,
completely out of the blue.
What are you, nutter?
Nutter?
I love him. Oh, yeah, he turned
what
up.
What a day.
Scott Mills.
Okay, so to today's golden moment from the show, the opening of the Scott Mills Bridge at Fleet Services a few years back. Currently, well, still, actually, after all these years, 7th best thing to visit in Fleet on TripAdvisor.
It's true, though. Do you know what? So many people go to the bridge and there's a plaque at the bottom there with your name on and the date and stuff like that. And we get loads of pictures from people that go and visit and then will send us pictures on social. It's lovely to see.
Oh, I still get them every day. Sean says, I do enjoy the Scott Mills Bridge. Being from Basingstoke, it's a regular feature of my car journeys. And let's not forget how it survived that fire a couple of years ago. It did, actually, yes. And that led to an extensive renovation. Back before working from home, says Sam in Farnborough, I used to time my commute home from Basingstoke to Farnborough on Fridays so I could drive under your bridge while listening to your voice. Just like going under a train bridge at the same time a train is crossing for good luck. Okay, Sam. Luke says, I live in Fleet and have the pleasure of riding under Scott Mills every day on the way to work. What a privilege. Some of the one-star reviews on Google are great as well. Barley the Trucker's checking them out right now. Okay, so this is the moment where we open that bridge on the M3.
The Scott Mills Golden Moment on Radio 1.
about to open the curtains on the plaque at the Scott Mills Bridge. Over to Rod, the CEO.
Rod, go.
Well, welcome everyone to Welcome Break Fleet Services. A very proud and exciting moment for us all here. And you can see by the crowd, it's pretty amazing. Real exciting day. So without any further ado, I'd like to hand over to Chris, because obviously great moment for us to get the Scott Mills Bridge named. Chris.
Thanks, Rod. 2016 has been a great year for Scott Mills. In his short time on Earth, Scott has blessed us all with his life. Born on the 28th of March 1994, son of a railway family, his statue stands firm for all to see as they pass through the Hampshire town of Eastleigh. Just as Scott bridges the gap between Nick Grimshaw and Greg James on Radio 1, now he will connect the two sides of this remarkable service station. I want you to take a moment, and I want you to look each other in the eyes. I want you to put each other in your hearts forever, because forever's about to happen here in just a few minutes. The Great Pyramid of Giza, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, the Statue of Zeus at Olympia, the Temple of Artemis at Ephesus, the Mausoleum at Halicarnassus, the Colossus of Rhodes, the Lighthouse of Alexandria. Today we see an eighth wonder added to this list that will remain for eternity, the Scott Mills Bridge. I'm pleased to say millions of people will have the pleasure of experiencing Scott Mills Bridge. Whether you gently drive underneath Scott or courageously go through him. Walk with me a while as we traverse the Scott Mills Bridge. Hand in hand, if you will. Step lightly. Step gaily. Savour each and every moment. This day will go down in fleet history, etched in the annals of time. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Scott Mills Bridge. Rod, the curtains.
The Scott Mills Bridge.
Are the curtains open?
The curtains are open, Scott. The bridge is yours.
Lol to everyone standing around listening to that speech at a service station.
I went so big on that speech, I forgot how big I went.
That was 2016. I do sometimes message Chris going, Rod, the curtains, still to this day.
Scott Mills.
Okay, something mad has happened to JC Stewart. You know the track we're playing, Lying That You Love Me? Excellent new singer-songwriter from Northern Ireland. JC.
Yo.
Tell us what's been happening.
I mean, I woke up and my phone kind of was going nuts, and then I realised that Jennifer Aniston posted that stupid Friends video I made on her story, which is just, what's that about?
If people don't know about this, tell us about the Friends theme you did.
I mean, I just made a video in my living room of the Friends theme tune, but I made it like a quarantine version. So I said, like, I'll be here all day, looking into the fridge, binging Tiger King, that sort of thing. And it just kind of blew up. It got like 5 million views over the weekend, and now Jennifer Aniston, an actual friend.
So did you wake up to this happening?
I woke up to this, she didn't even tag me or anything, so I didn't know, and then I just started getting the texts of people being like, dude, have you seen Jennifer Aniston's story?
Annoying that she didn't tag you.
Annoying, a bit sly.
She's a fan of your content, that's what's clear about this, so happy days, great success.
Honestly, this is it. And this is like, I don't like, how do you beat this day? Like, I don't know where I go. I've drank 3 cups of tea and it's just not really filling that gap.
Do you feel that maybe Korea has peaked now?
I mean, I thought it had peaked a while ago, but this is definitely it now. There's no way it's going up from here.
How old are you now, JC?
I'm 23.
Yeah. Maybe retirement.
It's either retirement or, you know, be Jennifer Aniston's toy boy, but it's one of the two. I don't really know which one.
Why don't we watch Friends? I say we, like, I'm sharing in the glory here. I've gone full John Terry on the situation. But why don't we just watch Friends all day?
Unpopular opinion. I don't really like it.
What?
I know.
I'm not that fussed about it either, to be honest. I've always felt it's something. Well, no, because I love her. I think she's awesome. I think the idea of Friends is brilliant. Like, I get why it's so big, but I'm totally about the hype of it. Like, I've always felt growing up it's something that I've had to like. And actually, when you watch it, it's
all right.
A little bit lame.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, come on, guys. Friends is amazing.
Yeah, and we're the only two people
like,
in the world.
I feel like you're going to get a lot of texts about this.
Yeah, we will.
You guys not like Friends, because I did not know this, and this changes everything.
It's all right.
I think it's fine. It's like, if it happens to be on, I'll watch it. But that's sort of similar to The One Show.
Wow.
Wow.
You just compare Friends to The One Show.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean, though? It's like, you have a little look around.
It's like, just on, yeah. Well, I'm hoping that you'll get a follow from Aniston out of this.
So am I, to be honest. I did check this morning and absolutely nothing so far. No news, but, you know, here's hoping. Fingers crossed.
Well,
fingers
also, crossed. Now we've put it out into the universe on Radio 1 and that, let's just cross all our fingers.
Yeah, and if anybody's listening, just please go pester her.
Yeah.
Until she follows the 23-year-old kid from Ireland whose name she doesn't know and whose video she posted.
JC Stewart, your isolation challenge is to end up on the story of every Friends cast member, one way or another.
Oh, yeah, because the others will see it. Oh, this could mushroom.
Yeah, this is great. So, right, so if you've done Jennifer Aniston, brilliant, tick. Next, go for Phoebe, a cover of Smelly Cat, and let's try and get that on her story. I'm assuming she's on Insta.
My thing is, though, once you've got Aniston, do you really need Lisa Kudrow?
That's the thing. Like, where do you go from Aniston?
I'm going to stop talking.
Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston together again.
Yeah, I just annoyed all the Friends fans. Right, I'm going to play your reversion of the Friends theme now that Aniston loves so much. Let us know if there's any updates.
I will do.
Owen says, never been able to get into it. I get you. Gags just aren't as funny as the canned laughter makes out. Thought I was the only one in the world who hates it. No, I don't hate it. It's just kind of on. Jess in Suffolk, overrated. Okay, let's not have that discussion now. Here's JC's theme to Friends.
No one told your life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you're broke, your love life's DOA. It looks like we'll be inside for a year. Well, it might only be a day, a week, a month. It's really not clear, so I'll be here all day. Looking into the fridge, I'll be here all day. Just binging Tiger King, I'll be here all day. And you will be too.
Scott Mills.
Okay, we're doing these mixes for you every day. Yesterday it was Jade from Little Mix.
Joe Roots, Man Cave Anthems.
We can now say good afternoon to current captain of the England Test team, Joe Root, MBE. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
We're good.
Joe, this is so exciting, mate. I'm so excited for this because I've DJed for you and some of the lads for the end of season cricket do's that happen.
You
it ends up quite
this.
Quite messy. And generally what happens is like I'll be DJing, Greg often DJs as well. And then people like Stephen Finn will come up and then give it a go at DJing himself. And it sort of descends into this wonderful mess. But today it's your turn, my friend. You are going to be DJing on Radio 1. Massive.
Awesome.
Now, I'm hearing, Joe, that you're a bit of an indie boy.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, no, this is good. I'm very excited for this. Peter Crouch went down a sort of similar vibe with some indie bangers, and it went down very, very well.
What are we going to go for first?
We're going to go for the Arctic Monkeys, Mardi Bum.
Any reason why?
As a Sheffield lad, Yorkshire lad growing up, Arctic Monkeys, obviously from Sheffield, it's a phrase that was used frequently in my household growing up, so a lot of fond memories of being told off for being sulky or grumpy around the house.
What, so your mum would be like, oh, Joe, you're Mardi Bum?
Yeah, mum, dad, brother, whoever. Yeah, we just used this a bit of an insult around the house. So when the song came out, obviously, it all kicked off.
Joe Roots, Man Cave Anthems.
Well, now that Mardi Bum, I've seen your frown, and it's like looking down the barrel of a gun, and it goes off. And how come all these words? There's a very pleasant side to you, a side I much prefer, it's one verse. Laughs and jokes around,
Remember cuddles in the kitchen, yeah, to get things up the ground.
Joe Root's Man Cave Anthems.
Marty Barm, Arctic Monkeys, Joe Root is in the mix on Radio 1. Joe's coming to us from his man cave today. What can you see around you?
I actually got a pool table and a dartboard, so nice little getaway. Keep me occupied.
That's my dream. And how are you doing sort of merch-wise? Do you have much memorabilia on the walls, or are you not that kind of guy?
Got a little bit on the walls. Managed to get hands on a Muhammad Ali boxing glove. A Pelé shirt and a MSA shirt as well, so.
Yeah, just a little bit of merch there. Jeez. You're not the first cricketer to have been on Radio 1 recently attempting to be a DJ. Stuart Broad off of Molly King was on the other day. You know, they're doing it, apparently. And he attempted to be a DJ the other day.
How have I missed this?
One tune of the weekend.
I just want to say it's an absolute honour to be on BBC Radio 1 this morning. Not just because I'm on the Matt and Molly show, not because I'm live to the nation on this Easter Sunday. Happy Easter, everybody. But because I'm lucky enough to introduce my favourite ever artist. This is our tune of the weekend on Radio 1. This is the new single from global pop star Selena Gomez. Taken from her album Rare, this is the new track called Boyfriend.
Tune of the weekend.
That happened.
How she convinced him. That's mad.
That's like a mix between David Brent and Alan Partridge.
It was incredible because I really like how he's gone for it there. It's like he's obviously said he'll do a message, but then she's worked on him and he's somehow having to go into kind of DJ mode.
Yeah.
As you said, quite Partridge, but beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Joe Root is with us. Okay, next track.
The next track is The Kooks, She Moves in Her Own Way.
Oh, nice. Why have you chosen this one?
Again, takes me back to being about 15 years old. Remember having a summer where weather was awesome, being outside all the time, playing some cricket as a young kid. Felt like I was just living the dream.
All right, well, this should bring back some memories for you. The Kooks is on Radio 1.
Joe Root's Man Cave Anthems.
So at my show on Monday, I was hoping someday you'd be on your way to better things. It's not about your makeup or how you try to shape up to these tiresome paper dreams. Paper dreams, honey. Uh-oh, oh, I love her because she moves in her own way. Uh-oh, oh, she came to my show, you sing about my day.
The Kooks, She Moves in Her Own Way on BBC Radio 1. Joe Root, cricket legend, is on in the mix this afternoon. Joe, who plays the music in your dressing room? Is there any music?
Stokesy generally tries to get in charge of it, which is a real mixed bag. You go from having Frozen to some hip-hop and rap on there, which can be quite entertaining.
Yeah, I can't imagine what the playlist is for Stokesy. That's that's a fascinating one.
I'm trying to think. It's the one with Hugh Grant in it. Hugh Jackman, sorry, not Hugh Grant.
You mean The Greatest Showman?
The Greatest Showman. That's,
yeah. This is The Greatest Show.
Oh, yes.
That one.
Easy to confuse those two Hughes. Why don't we add that in now?
for Stokesy.
Yeah.
For Stokesy, for England's hero. Everything he did for English cricket last year. Let's get it on there.
Let's have a little break from Joe Root's Indie and let's go for Stokesy's Greatest Showman. It's on. Will you text him and tell him, please, that his song's on?
I'll text him right now.
Okay, let's do it. Stealing your mind, and all that was real is left behind. Don't fight it, it's coming for you, running at you. It's only this moment, don't care what can gather. Your fever dream, can't you see you getting closer? Just surrender, cause you feel the feeling taking over. It's fire, it's freedom, it's flooding open. It's a picture in the pulpit, and you're blind devotion. There's something. BBC Radio 1, Joe Root is picking the tunes. People are loving this, Joe. Any word from Stokesy yet? No.
Not just yet. I don't think he actually likes me that much.
It's big.
Yeah, I would like to imagine that he, you know, a few of the lads have heard that you're doing a DJ set on Radio 1 and obviously Ben Sose is intrigued. I've got to say, Joe, big songs this afternoon. You've been absolutely smashing it.
I'm enjoying it. It's been good fun.
Yeah, we've had Arctic Monkeys, we've had Kooks, we've had DNCE. We had a small break for a show tune for Ben Stokes. a song from the shows. Okay, one more track. Before we wrap it up, though, Joe, someone on the team is big into cricket and has told me about, Chris, you might be able to help me here, something called sledging.
I don't know, Joe, you're a better place to explain. Does it still happen as much? It used to be really on back in the day, didn't
it? And what
it?
Is it?
Sledging is basically where you try and get in the opposition's head.
Oh.
Either you can be either quite funny, it can be a bit of like banter. Sometimes it could be quite brutal, but generally these days, I mean, there's so many microphones around. it's all pretty lighthearted. There's been a few good ones out there. There's plenty that can't be said on air.
And it's supposed to kind of throw you off a bit, is it?
Yeah.
What's the worst one that someone said to you that you can say on Radio 1?
I can't say most of them, to be really? Honest. I've been called Ellen DeGeneres on a number of occasions.
Why?
Over the course of my career. I think there's a likeness there.
Oh, you see, so, I get the same as well. I've been called Ellen a lot, so I've been sledged already without knowing it.
Scott, yeah. Sledging isn't just Ellen. Yeah. They've been called Ellen DeGeneres. Oh.
Can we do a bit of role play now, maybe? So how would it work, Joe? Like, if I was going to sledge you, where are you? And then I'll come
well, Scott,
up
behind let's
you.
Let's say that you're let Scott. If so, we were to pretend that you were say the wicket keeper, right, and Joe was coming out to bat,
right?
Perhaps it's probably better this way round.
Okay.
So you give Joe a bit to kind of try and put him off. Is that fair, Joe?
That's pretty fair.
All right. So, okay, Scott, you're behind the stumps, right? Wicket mm-hmm. keeper.
Here I am.
Perfectly placed.
Here I am.
Joe's just walking. To bat, he's right in front of you right now. Go for it. Okay.
Look at you with your little bat. What are you gonna do with that, huh? Huh?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. Yeah, I am talking to you, yeah.
Alright.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Look at you in the white shirt there. Look at you, look how white your shirt is, huh? Hey? Oh, I'm rubbish at this.
Yeah, you're getting pretty good at this. Yeah. You're getting good, yeah.
Am I getting in your head, Joe? I'm in your head.
Jeez.
In a really strange way, yeah.
Oh. See, I've thrown him off. That went well. All right, Joe Root from his man cave. Last track, please, from you.
We're going for Muse, Feeling Good.
Oh, okay. I've not heard this for years. Why have you gone for this?
Yeah, I know it's not one of their songs, but the cover of it, we went to go to see them live, was unbelievable. I absolutely love Muse, one of my favourite bands. I think that they're fantastic, and the cover of this was sensational. So,
Joe, thanks for DJing for us this afternoon.
Thanks, he just texted me back as well, and yeah. He says, what a tune, thanks ever so much, sir.
Yes!
Nice. Yeah. Good work, Joe.
Thanks to Stokesy as well.
Amazing.
Cheers, guys, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for being on. Birds flying high. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Rain drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hiya, Sophie.
Hi, Scott.
Where are you today?
I'm in County Down, Northern Ireland.
County Down, hello. And I know you're off school at the moment, so you're doing the homeschooling?
Yeah, my mum and then my brother's here too.
Okay, so what have you been learning today, Sophie?
Well, I have physics and I've had maths as well.
Oh, joy. Okay, have you got the
God,
rest of the
day? God, that's a tough day. Wow, what a day that is. Physics and maths. Long.
What are you going to do to relax now, apart from listening to us?
Probably just watch some TV, chill out.
What are you watching at the moment?
On Netflix, I'm watching Dare Me.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Yeah, so good.
So good. Okay, I know normally you listen to our podcast because you're at school, so it must feel kind of weird to hear us live, right?
Yeah, I listen to all the music and everything.
Yeah, because in the podcast, the songs are taken out, so it's just chat. So it's like, you must be thinking, why are they playing music? Right, you know bangers, you know how it works. I pick a song that I think should be the next one on Radio 1 if there's any justice in the world. Chris thinks the same. You've got to pick the one you want the most. I really want mine on today because it's a forgotten banger. This is Lloyd.
All right.
Dedication to my ex, Lloyd.
Oh, I've completely forgotten about this.
What a song!
Random.
Oh, I want to hear it. Okay, what have you got?
All right, Sophie, I've got a really old school anthem for you.
How old are you, Sophie?
I'm 14.
Okay.
Sophie, have you heard of this song before?
I think I have heard this song before.
Mm. Yeah, not sure though, yeah. I see what you're doing here, Mills. However, I reckon more people know it than Mutt Lovin', or whatever it is. So, Sophie, I hope you pick my banger choice today.
Mine was a top five hit, actually.
Top five, was it?
Yeah. No, not that long ago. Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, Sophie, it's your choice.
Okay, I think I'm going to have to go for Chris.
Oh.
Go on, Sophie. I knew I liked you. Baby, you're all that I want. When you're lying here in my arms, I'm finding it hard to
believe we're in heaven. In breaking news, the British government has announced a mandemic.
For what?
Chief Isolati Sideman.
Hello.
Says he will be making regular statements via his podcast.
We are all dealing with the effects of the coronavirus, aka the only CV to make you lose your job. So join me for my new podcast called Mandemic. I have thoughts I am tired of sharing with my mirror. Everything from the news reports to the memes to the conspiracy theories. I hope you're ready. Mandemic. Download and subscribe now at BBC Sounds.
DJ Sammy.
Radio 1.
Yeah, Sophie wasn't even born when that was out, but everyone knows
that song.
Doesn't
matter. Well, that's what a stupid argument that is. How dare you? I knew you were going to throw that in.
I'm not arguing. I'm just saying everyone knows that song. I was just stating a fact that she wasn't born.
Yeah, but it was a loaded fact. That's what that was. So going by that, no one should know any music from before they were born. Is that what you're saying?
I followed up with everyone knows that song, though, didn't I?
So what's the rules? When were you born?
94. As discussed earlier, that was DJ Sammy and Heaven. Everyone's got a story about DJ Sammy. I know I have.
What's yours?
Oh, it just takes me back to great times. Shortly after the success of that track, we did a thing called Radio 1 in Mallorca, and that's where DJ Sammy lived and probably still does, doing all right for himself. Had a boat, had a massive villa, ended up at DJ Sammy's villa having a really nice dinner. The executive producer of Radio 1 at the time, really important, she's left now. We were served apple pie at the end of the meal. And you know the McDonald's apple pies that are boiling like ridiculous, like major hot inside?
Yeah.
It was like one of those, but a posh version. So basically, some of it dropped on the executive producer's hand before she ate it. They were serving it and it dropped in her hand. And third degree burns there from DJ Sammy's apple pie, from the piping hot magma inside the pie. And she's still got the scar on her hand to this day, and that's because of him. And that's my DJ Sammy story.
It's a lovely story. We'll do one of those a day.
Yeah, I'm going to throw mine back in because no one seems to like it apart from me, but let's see tomorrow, shall we? Let's put it back in. Actually, can we put it back in for... We're doing bangers again at 2:40. Let's put Lloyd, Dedication to My Ex, back in because, I want to hear it. I don't know if anyone else does.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, our quiz is Don't Look It Up. There are three rounds in this quiz. Me and Chris go head-to-head. You can play along at home. Who are you playing against today and what for? Beef is playing with his boyfriend, JD. The loser does the dishes tonight. Tuesday night pizza takeaway is happening in the Smith House in Bradford. We've got John and Emily there. Out of those two who are playing along, whoever loses buys the pizzas. The pizzas are on them tonight. Okay, Chris, you ready?
I'm ready for this, yep, let's do it.
Let us know who you're playing, who you're up against and what you're playing for tonight. You can play if you're isolating with people, or you can play along on WhatsApp. So it's fastest answer first on WhatsApp. The only thing I ask is do not look it up. Those are the rules. No cheating. Don't look it up in your phone. We will find out. And let's be honest, if you do, you are only cheating yourself and letting everyone down, including you. All right? All right, today's Quizmaster is Will. Good afternoon, Will.
Hello, Scott.
What a busy man you are today, producing the show Will. And lending your voice
Hello,
to
Chris.
This as well. Yes. Okay, we're going to go for round one. Here we go. Pen and paper at the ready, please. Here we go.
Round one.
Well, if you could kindly tell us what round one is.
Fill in the missing words of these Take a Break headlines.
Oh, yes. Okay, so this is a magazine, Take a Break. They have real-life stories from people. Sometimes you do read them and you question how real they are, but apparently they're all real, real-life stories. Previous headlines include, my husband came back as my goldfish, I sneezed my brain out, and a ghost stole our life savings. Okay, so what we've got here is a selection of headlines, but are we guessing real or no real then?
No, I will take a word out of them and you need to fill in the blank, Scott.
Okay, so taking a word out of the headline, we fill in the blank, we get 5 seconds to write it down. Number one, please.
Our blank parrot is a star on YouTube.
Okay, our blank parrot is a star on YouTube. 5 seconds. I mean, this is all guessing game, but I'm going to say fat.
Great one. This is hard. I'm going to go Neighbours.
Okay, let us know what you got. Well, the correct answer?
Our farting parrot is a star on YouTube.
I mean, that must be a real story. Okay, no points as we move on to number two. Take a Break headline.
Complete this creepy headline. A blank stole our life savings.
Oh, hang on. I think I just read that one out as an example, so that's fine by me.
Did you?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, Scott.
Lol.
5 seconds, come on.
Oh, yeah, sorry. What could it be? Sorry, Will, I've messed up your quiz. I think it might be a ghost, Will.
It's funny that.
Chris Stark?
I've gone ghost.
And the answer is?
Ghost.
So give yourself a point if you said ghost as we move on to number three.
I didn't think you'd get any of these. Number three, finish this headline. Cheat and sour, my husband was kissing... ... Cheat and sour, my husband caught kissing... ...
A Chinese person. Oh, sorry, 5 seconds. Okay. Sorry, I blurted the answer out. Cheat and sour, my husband was kissing a... What are you going for?
This is so tricky, isn't it? What a tricky... It's like you need to give it a bit more time. I just don't know what to go at here. I'm going to go horse.
Okay, Chris says horse. I say Chinese person. The answer is...
Cheat and sour, my husband caught kissing the Chinese takeaway driver.
Oh, this... Can I not have that point?
No, well, you don't know...
Takeaway driver, I would have taken.
Yeah, you could. Well, specifically a takeaway driver, isn't it?
And also, the takeaway, it says Chinese takeaway driver. That doesn't mean, looking back on it, that he was Chinese himself.
Exactly.
Or herself.
Exactly.
Okay, so I don't get a point. No points there. All right, let us know how you did. Top up your scores. We'll do round two next.
One! Scott Mills.
How mad is that? Lizzie in Bristol says, I genuinely wrote down the Chinese delivery man. I can't believe I got it right. I feel like I should now be writing the Take a Break headlines. Naomi is playing against Emma. I don't know who's in the lead at the moment, but the loser does 100 squats. Alice in Leicester says, I'm playing with my dad over text. Whoever wins gets my nan shopping this week. And this person here doesn't say the name, but they're playing against themselves. Lol, whoever loses has to cook dinner tonight, which is you. One! Okay, so how did you do on round one? I love the Take a Break magazine headlines. Emma in Essex did get the ghost one. Probably because you heard me say it earlier. Joe from Wiltshire said dead parrot. So actually more scores than I thought you'd get in that last round. Let's move on.
Round two.
Quizmaster Will, what's round two?
Round two is guess the song from the ringtone, Scott.
Yes. Okay. All right, so write these down. Or if you're WhatsApping, it's the fastest person to send the message wins. Okay, could we have number one, please?
Can you name this 2013 hit from the ringtone?
Yes. 5 seconds. Write it down. Or WhatsApp it to your mate you're playing against. Daft Punk, Get Lucky.
Sound of the Summer.
Daft Punk.
Point apiece.
Thank you. Oh, well, Chris didn't say that. He might have written
something. Oh, come on.
Right. OK, next one, please.
Number two. You'd hear it on Radio 1 Anthems. Can you name the hit by this Canadian band?
Oh, 5 seconds.
This is great. This definitely would have been one of the ones I'd consider for a ringtone.
Is it Nickelback Rockstar?
Yes, that's exactly what I've written down.
And that is exactly the answer.
I couldn't think of it for a minute. It went blank. But it is that, right? OK. Give yourself a point if you said Nickelback Rockstar as we move on to songs as ringtones. Number three.
Finally, an absolute classic. Can you name the hit?
That's hard.
Really hard. 5 seconds.
I've written down an answer.
I'm not allowed to hear it again.
I'm not sure if I'm right. So, have you got an answer, Scott?
No.
Okay, I'm going to give my guess, and I think this might be Bombolero.
Well,
is the correct answer?
No.
Come on.
How did
come
I not on. Get that? I play it every Wednesday. Give yourself a point if you said Bombolero. That was famous songs as ringtones.
Round three.
Yes, Will, what's round three?
Round three, the year 2019.
Oh, okay.
As scores stand, it's Chris 4, Scott 3.
Oh, okay, I need to pull this back. Okay, one. Let's go.
Question one. What nickname did Colleen Rooney get after planting fake stories on her Instagram account to catch a sneak?
5 seconds.
You see, Scott knows this. He'll be annoyed that I know this too.
Is it Wagatha Christie?
It's Wagatha Christie.
It's Wagatha Christie.
I didn't know that for sure. All right, point each, that is. Okay, next one.
Question two. In 2019, astronomers published the first photo of something they described as looking like the gates of hell. What was it?
5 seconds. I'm going to go for the Spinnaker Tower in Portsmouth.
I genuinely don't know. I mean,
it is
an
awful.
Answer. Sorry. Yeah.
It was a black hole.
Oh, don't remember that story. As we move on to... Give yourself a point if you said black hole. As we move on to the next question.
The final question of today's quiz. Can you remember who actually won Love Island 2019?
5 seconds.
I take it we've got to name both of them then.
Both of them, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take just first names.
Okay.
Last year.
Gonna have to push
Tommy,
you.
Tommy and Molly.
I'm going to go Paige and Finn.
Well, the answer is Amber Gill and Greg O'Shea.
What?
Did they?
Oh, hang on.
Yeah.
2019. What year is it now?
2020, babe. What?
So, are you sure?
Yes.
I'm consulting VAR.
So what about Paige and Finn? When do they win it?
2020 Winter Love Island.
Yeah.
That was... Yeah, so winter was last year. That was 2019.
Winter was earlier this year, wasn't it? They do two a year now.
Well, it went into this year, did it?
Yeah.
What month is it now?
Oh, my
Hello.
God. Hello.
No idea.
End of April, hon. Anyway,
right.
At the end of that round of Don't Look It Up, and the final scores are, Will?
No,
you don't know.
Chris 6, Scott 5.
Oh, balls.
Come on.
1.
I really thought I was going to get that today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott, I wanted to ask you, what's going on with the boyfriend? Because I know he's been furloughed. And then there was talk of him getting another job.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't it potential? Yeah, what is the situation?
It's either fruit picker or delivery driver.
Yes.
Loads of people are asking about this. I've got an update in a minute.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hi, Lily.
Hiya.
Are you at work?
I am, yeah, currently. I'm supposed to be working.
Okay, what do you do?
I work in admin for a refrigeration company. So we provide refrigerants to supermarkets, so I guess it's quite important.
Yeah, you've got to keep working. Okay, are you on your own at work?
I'm with my dad, he's the MD, but I'm on my own on the floor at the moment. Everyone else is working from home.
Distancing?
Yeah.
Okay, whereabouts in the country are you?
I'm in Bristol at the moment.
Hey, I listened... I just listened to somebody saying that you did well on the quiz earlier.
I did, yeah. Got 7 out of 9.
How did you do on the Take a Break magazine headline round?
I did very well. I got Ghost correct. Thank you, Scott. And I got the Chinese delivery man right as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that a magazine that you read often?
It is not. I don't think I've ever read it before.
Oh.
But clearly I could change career paths there.
Yeah, you could be writing headlines for them before you know it.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, you know what bangers is. I pick a song, then Chris picks one, and you just decide what goes on. I'm going to throw this back in because I love it. The only hit, as far as I'm aware, by Lloyd.
It's back on.
It's back on. I'm giving it another shot. Dedication to my ex.
All right, Lily, you can have that, or you can choose my banger, of course, and it is Mighty. Lily, would you like to hear this on Radio 1 next?
But what is it?
What a song. This is Sub Focus, Tidal Wave.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Chris.
Oh.
And Sub Focus today.
I love that they don't even... no one mucks around with
What's
it
wrong with my song?
I just think you're having a stroke of bad luck, to be honest, Scott, because I agreed with Chris's killer's pick yesterday. Maybe 3 in a row, you'll be back on the winning streak on Thursday.
I can't put
back
Lloyd
stronger,
in again.
Mate. Back
I?
Stronger.
All right. Cool. Wave Sub Focus wins bangers round 2 today. If they say that we do have to start wearing face masks, interested to know how people are starting to fashion them. If you can't get one, they're saying make your own. Now, I was thinking, right, you know when pants go old and the elastic goes? That's what I'm going to use.
So you're going to wear pants around your face?
Yeah. I will wash them. But, like, as long as it's a face mask, right? And you could, like... Like, obviously, the elastic's not what it was. But you know when they just go saggy and rubbish? Like, get that around your face.
Well, I just had one of those moments, and I have them every now and then, where you know where you think to yourself, just even a few weeks ago, the idea that this conversation would happen is just utterly ridiculous.
Oh, we'll listen back to all of these shows, and we'll all think back to this time and be like, what? It'll sound so weird. Let's not forget how weird this is right now.
I have this occasionally. I just have moments of realisation. Just I had them. You know, a bit like how you get déjà vu.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? And just every now and then you sort of shudder. You just talking about taking the elastic out of your underpants to make your own face mask.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. But that's what I'm thinking of doing because you've got to fashion your own at some point. Interested to know what you're going to do. Let me know. I'm literally asking people to text in with how they're going to make their own face mask now. This is going to sound weird. Play this back to me this time next year. I'm here now. It's become normal now. I'm here going, and hi to Greg in Bristol, who's in isolation today. That's not normal.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, so I told you yesterday that boyfriend is going crazy in the house. Like, a lot of people would find it a bit boring at the moment. It's been a long time now, so he's thinking about getting another job, cost furloughed, and that's what they're suggesting, right?
Right.
So, first thing was fruit picker, because they're... saying people should do that or apply for that, right? Which you seemed to find hilarious yesterday.
No, it's just... it's him. That's the thing. It's like, I know what he's like. A lot of people don't know what he's like. So It's the idea of him doing any other work, really, than working in the job that he had, I find unusual.
Right. So what's so funny about him being a potential fruit picker?
I think it's the phrase fruit picker as well.
Right. You know, there's actually an art to fruit picking. I was looking this up for him last night. You have to pick the low-hanging fruits first. Then you're supposed to, like, stretch and jump and pick the fruits a bit higher. And then you're supposed to get a ladder for step three and pick the fruits even higher up than that.
Mm.
Anyway...
I'd love it for him as well, because, you know, it's lovely that he wants to be out there and doing some essential work. So I'd love for your boyfriend to be a fruit picker.
Well, it's extra money coming into the house as well, do you know what I mean?
Right.
That food won't pay for itself. So the other option was delivery driver. So he applied. He sent a picture of his face with a passport, uploaded that. Can I read you the message? And it said on their website, we are hiring now. So he's like, yes, bonus. Got this back.
Food delivery, takeaway delivery.
And bless him, he was sending me, like, he was Google imaging people in the blue outfits there on their bikes off to a delivery. He was like, oh, this could be me. And, like, saying things like, off to work I go, me in 2 days. Hi, thanks for applying to ride with us. We're not onboarding new riders in your area at the moment. The situation, though, is currently and constantly evolving, so we're responding to new advice each day as it comes. We appreciate your patience. We'll get in touch as soon as we need more riders on the road. Now, they did say that they wanted people, and now he's been rejected, so he thinks that he's taken it quite personally.
Okay.
But that seems to be that for now.
Radio 1.
Any other ideas, let me know.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 11 on BBC Radio 1. In the mix from 1 is the GC, Gemma Collins.